In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Beppy Hungerford, and you're listening to Friends with Recipes, the podcast featuring your favorite people and their favorite recipes. Today's episode brought us to the charming, family-friendly neighborhood of East Dulwich in South London. I know this neighborhood quite well, as I live here too. That's how I got to meet today's guest, Vivi Allende. Vivi is a stylist, interior designer, and mother of two. She's also an all-around fascinating and absolutely adorable woman, as you will see. What are you going to make us today?
Well, I think just because of you. And why not? Because I'm hungry. Let's do some huevos rancheros. But amazing. Let's do from start. We're not going to cheat and get any salsas and pots and anything like that. So I think the main thing in this recipe will be the salsa and the guacamole.
Yeah.
Because you can use that in other dishes.
We know it's going to be good because you are originally from
Mexico. So that will be useful.
Yeah.
Everybody asked me, you know, what's the real thing? So let's see if we can go to the real thing.
So is this something that... Like, is this the type of thing that your mom or dad or your family would make?
Yeah, everybody has their own variation of that. But if you have the basics, which is the salsa, you can create, you know, lots of different dishes with that.
Yeah.
And a base is always the tortilla. It's part of our main diet. These ones, actually, I don't completely remember the name, but they're actually the best probably tortillas I have found in London.
Are they the Cool Chili Company?
No,
they're
a different one. I got another package in my fridge. I can
okay,
show you.
You'll have to tell me. I'll
so these ones are from Brown, would say Black Bean. They're organic. They're very nice. But the good thing about them is that they don't taste bitter. Most of the tortillas in here, I think, is they put
the corn
too much.
Ones.
Yeah, these ones are really, really good.
Yeah, so, because you can find flour tortillas here, but you can't find the corn ones.
So these ones are the best ones. I bought them in the local shop. They're not cheap, but they're like the best thing you can get. I also, when we're back from Mexico, I bring something that you will be like, wow, it's called tlayuda. It's the biggest tortilla we got in Mexico.
Tlayuda?
Yeah.
What
so
does that
it's
mean?
It's the size, I don't know, actually.
It's a tortilla that's like, you look like you're going to give someone a bear hug.
Yes.
That's how big your arms are.
Yes.
It's a tortilla that's,
You normally will
do with the tortilla.
At the moment, it's frozen because they're so precious. Every time we bring them from Mexico, I have to froze them. So we eat them just, bit, you know, slowly. When I want to have that real taste of Oaxaca, my town. So
basically, you're from Oaxaca.
Yeah.
Something I find really funny about living in London is that the restaurant that you've worked with decorating.
Yep.
It's called Oaxaca, but it's spelled.
It's Waahaca.
And how do you really spell Oaxaca?
Oaxaca. Oaxaca.
Yeah.
But it's because then people can say that properly. I always ask Tommy, the owner of the restaurants, and I say, why is that? And I think it just the name came for that reason.
Yes. People couldn't say it otherwise, could they?
But so yes, the tortilla, you put things inside. So, and you just fold it in once, and you will put it back again into the kind of barbecue. So you will put meat, cheese, beans, everything pretty much you want to put in there.
Yeah.
But that's traditional for where I come from.
But you don't, one person doesn't eat that massive
tortilla. Oh, you can.
What?
Yes, I can show you in a minute how big it is.
Do you not, just, but you...
You can yes, exactly.
Okay, can you show it to me and then we'll get started. Holy moly.
Yes. So... So that is frozen. But this tortilla, what is amazing about is that it's made by hand. So there's a different thing. That is a machine. It's perfectly made.
Yeah.
It's all perfectly, it's lovely, round. It's very round. This one, you will have a lady making the whole thing by hand. They will have these massive pots in a kind of barbecue grill.
And they cook it on the barbecue.
And well, not on the barbecue, but like, how would you say that? It's just fire. It's a very artisanal work.
Yeah.
So then they will sort of, together with the hands, until they create this big, like a pancake looking thing. And then put it there, and they can raise like that, and that's when they cook. But the smell in that moment and the taste is really nice.
Yeah.
So I bought these ones in the market in Oaxaca, and every time we go to Mexico, we bring like 20 of them, and we freeze them, and then everybody in this house, I know that they can't touch these tortillas. It's only when we make like chilaquiles or special things, you know? So my sister is like, oh, can I have one? Like,
no, don't touch it.
We make one for everybody for lunch.
Okay, well, let's put it back so I don't break it.
We can leave it out and you can try it if you want.
Why not?
You're a special guest.
Oh, thank you.
So I will leave it here because it's a little bit frozen. So we will make the rest.
Great.
Maybe we can put it here.
So one of my best friends when I was little, her mom was from Mexico and her mom's family was from Mexico. So her grandma grew up in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we'd hang out at her grandma's house all the time, and she'd always be making
tortillas, but probably the flour, isn't it?
Yeah, they were flour.
Yes.
Yeah, and then she would just constantly be making them, and
we'd just eat them right off the... Yeah, because that's supposed to be part of the diet, and it's all fresh.
It was such a treat. Just, we always had fresh, hot smell. Tortillas. Yes.
Oh,
they were so good. Okay, so what are we doing first? The salsa?
So first one, yes. And then it's hot. So the first thing, we're going to leave the tortillas for a minute. So normally you have two ways to do the salsa depending on the flavor that you want. And so today I thought we go for a smoky flavor. So we add the all bean wash. So you can slightly just crush them in the middle a little bit. Just like a little bee. So the juice comes in.
Oh, so you're just cutting, so you're taking a whole tomato and you're cutting a V in it so it still stays in one...
In one piece. I don't bother to take the middle. It's part of... I mean, in Mexico, we don't waste anything.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're not cutting the little stem bit.
Won't feel... Once I blend it, normally you will use a special hand... how you call it?
Blender?
Hand blender, if you want to call it. Yeah. But, but we're going to have to do it on the blender here because I don't have that. So these chilies are not Mexican. They're actually Indian chilies. But that's the closest of... You know, in India, I think they have the most, spices. And we have the most chilies, variety of chilies. But for me, these ones are the best ones for cooking Mexican food. So they're just Indian chilies.
So these are just green chilies. So, what would you use in Mexico?
A normal salsa. Well, depending on which salsa, we got so many different salsas, you will use... we call it arbol chili, chipotle chili. Depends on which salsa you're making. You know, for this one, as I say, we find jalapenos, but in London, jalapenos are actually quite sweet. You actually buy them, and they're not. So for these, you probably use jalapenos if you were in Mexico.
Okay.
If you want it hot, buy the Indian ones.
Yeah, and you're just gonna cut that with your bare hands?
No, I'm not gonna cut them. Actually, you add them like that in the pot.
Or you just throw them in whole?
Yeah, so like that.
So you put three. Okay.
See how it goes. I got some beers in there, or some mezcal or something. We're in England, and people start drinking from 10. So there you go.
I mean, where's the tequila? I mean...
Is there?
Remedies.
Remedies and cures.
Oh my gosh.
But this house, we obviously have gin, but also we have mezcal, which is where I come from.
Mezcal.
So that is we call it the drinks of the gods.
Can I smell it?
Yeah, of course. It smells better than Chanel, for sure. Yes.
Ooh, I feel like I've just taken a shot of it.
You can have a shot of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you drink it? You wouldn't drink it as a shot, though. You would sip it.
Oh, you will sip it nicely. While you're cooking, you just sip it nicely.
Oh my gosh. Well, you pour it. How much do you normally pour?
I will recommend you. Well, this is really good, but let's give you something a little bit more. So that belongs from a friend of mine. Most of them, my friends, now produce their own mezcal.
Really? Because this one smelled really smoky, like a nice cigar.
All of them are quite smoky. Mm. This one is really good.
Ooh, that's almost floral, or it's almost floral, isn't it?
Yep.
Mmm. So in comparison, why not? It smells
so. This is a young
so
version of that.
Different than the other one. This is a what version?
It's kind of a young version. This is okay. The oldest version, añejo and blanco.
So what is mezcal compared to
tequila?
Yeah.
So they come from a similar plant. The process is completely different.
Oh, that's so good.
But it's very good. This is a problem. People ask for mezcal or tequila when they're already drunk to make themselves feel sick. No, yeah. In Mexico, you sip it. You might have a beer on the side and what you have, it's like an aperitif.
But a nice tequila or a nice mezcal is really lovely
It's like a nice cognac or like a nice
It's like
whiskey.
A scotch.
Yeah, you won't
at 10 in the morning. No.
That's okay. I say, I used to think it was horrible when I was young. But now I think the things that I love the most, it's mezcal is my favorite drink, and there will be wine.
Yeah.
And then gin now. I'm really into gin and tonics at the moment. But
I'd really compare this to a scotch more than a tequila. Yeah.
No, tequila for me, I don't really like it. I think it's very alcoholic in my mouth. And this one is different variations of mezcal. And then I personally like the dark one, the añejo. But this one, if you ever try it before, it's good to start from the young one. So then you can see the difference of them.
Uh-huh.
The same as a whiskey or anything like that, as they age.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to see how with food, there's two drinks that they say goes perfectly with Mexican food. And one is mezcal, obviously, because everything is related to the flavors. And the other one is champagne.
Champagne?
With Mexican food, because it's such a strong flavor.
I don't think I've ever had champagne in Mexican food.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, no. And then I went to a special course to learn about how, which drinks go with what, obviously. And it was kind of incredible. The taste, it came stronger in your mouth because there's such a strong flavor.
Yeah.
Chilies and oils and stuff like that. Now, that one, as my grandmother would say, you will have it before food, while you're eating, and then later to still having fun.
Yeah.
The only secret of this is, do not mix it with anything else. The only thing you can drink that with is with a beer. So not with a beer. Not with a beer. Not with this one, with this one. Yeah. Because if you mix it, then you go loco. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. For sure, if you have only mezcal all night and maybe a beer because you feel a little bit, you know... Fine. Next morning, I ensure you the hangover will be very little.
Yeah.
If you mix it, been drinking wine or spirits and drink that, you will be like you think you're going to die. Yeah. So you just be careful.
Okay. So I can't drink anything else today.
Only beer.
Beer, not bear. Beer.
So back to the salsa.
Okay.
You can keep drinking and I will. Cooking. You always do the cooking, so I do that. So we only have... two garlics.
Yeah.
I put, doesn't really matter, it's not like quantity. That's why when I say, can you give me the recipe? I say, it's mainly to see what it goes with that. Mm-hmm. And you can add as much as you want. Mm-hmm. So tomatoes, I don't know, there were 8 in there. Three chilies, 1 onion, chopped it, and 2 garlics. We just add a little bit of salt.
What kind of salt is this?
That comes from, from Greece. I just got it in the airport as souvenirs. And it's all basically.
Yeah.
And then we just add a little bit of water, but very little. And then we just put it on the... So we're just going to leave it there. So the water will consume and the tomatoes will start kind of burning a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want. We want the tomatoes to get a little bit brown, a little bit burned,
okay.
A little bit.
Because whenever I've made salsa, I don't cook it.
Yeah, there's different ways. There's a fresh salsa. There's one salsa you can make it with, have you seen those green tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Milled tomato. Then fresh
and
chili and then tomatillos.
Yeah.
Then you will have coriander and then you blend everything in that salsa fresca.
Yeah.
Then you can have this one. So there's many variations of that. If you have dry chilies, you will add them with this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
But for huevos rancheros, I kind of like the fresh version of chilies. So when you're eating the eggs, you can actually taste the chili.
Yeah.
So now, I do have a lot of coriander here.
That's loads.
Because that's also another accessorize in this house. You use coriander for a lot. It's strange, but some people in England don't like coriander. I think they find it quite strong. So I always have to put it. Some people will add it now. I like it, again, to be fresh, like the chili when I'm going to blend it. So you probably have to ask who's coming for lunch, do you like coriander? Because it's kind of an offensive herb, I find out.
But you kind of need it for Mexican food,
for flavor, you do. Yeah. It's like Indian food, I suppose, isn't it? You need that kind of... So while the salsa is boiling a little bit, we can do some guacamole. So that I'm a bit lazy with the guacamole. My mom will be, it's like a ceremony. Everybody has their own variation of guacamole. Okay. My mom adds garlic, as an example. I think it's too much.
You don't add garlic to your guacamole?
I don't add it because I think, avocado has such a beautiful taste already. And if you put garlic, you kind of kill it, in my opinion. So instead, I put a little bit of onion on it.
Okay.
So, for going on, yeah?
And you have a mixture of Haas avocados and just... Or is this a Haas avocado as well?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all Haas avocados.
Now, Haas avocados is a funny, because I was like, what are people talking about Haas avocados? Who is Haas, you know? and then I realized that Haas is the best, probably, avocado in town, isn't it?
Yeah, because some of the other ones are just not great.
Not good. So this is my lazy avocado. My mother teach my husband how to make the different way of that, fair enough. He makes that, he blends it. It's really nice, quite garlicky. But for me, I think also has to do with being practical. So if I have you and then I don't have anything to probably offer, but I've got avocados and lemons and chilies, then I'm here, like you, talking to you, and I will be making a dip to offer you some tortilla chips and do that. So you don't have time for doing a complicated version of
it. Okay. What would a complicated version entail?
Well... Again, like I say, you know, she will cut everything really, really fine.
Okay.
Blended everything, and it takes a little bit longer.
Do you know what my mom used to put in her guacamole? Granted, my mom
don't tell me sugar.
No.
All right.
It might be worse. My mom is not Mexican, just for the record. Cottage cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But in America, they do, no? They put some to make it more creamy, which I always think avocado is always creamy.
Yeah, if you have a good avocado, I don't think you need it. I mean, my mom, I did, that was what I grew up, you know, I grew up eating that.
But it was good,
guacamole,
it?
Yeah, it was great. But when I got older and realized that traditionally you do not put cottage cheese in guacamole.
But you see, in this country, I have seen that, and I almost think it's an offense as a Mexican that one day it's like, I got obsessed when I was a student that I miss Mexican food so much. There was like,
and where did you go to school?
I studied here and in France at the same time, so it's between one and other cities.
Yeah.
And in France, it was worse because there was not even spicy chilies. But they become my obsession to actually look for the right guacamole and taste lots of, and most of them have sugar on it. And I usually, why do they do that? Then I realize that they do it for conservative reasons. To conserve, they put sugar.
To conserve it?
Yeah, so if you sell it in the supermarket...
Oh, to preserve it. Yeah, okay.
So the other thing is, Bibi is not very good doing the chopping. So I'm a little bit of a...
Yeah, that's good.
It's okay. I need new knives.
Do you know what? If you run that through one more time, if you hold hold down the tip...
Yeah, but my problem is the knife.
Oh, no, it's cutting.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good job.
I only know how to do that from watching cooking shows. And it's just fun.
And you cook very nicely. I have seen her pot's presentation when she does presentations. So I'm just going to get a fork because I'm not going to touch the chilies.
Do you know how I do a guacamole? It's really, really lazy. Really lazy.
Everything on the blender?
What is? No, I mash up an avocado.
Yeah.
And then I put in taco seasoning.
But that's good.
Oh, really?
That's what I say. If you try not to kill the flavor of the avocado, that's the whole point. And especially in here, when avocado is almost £1.50, isn't it?
I know.
So you see, I put a quarter, probably, a quarter of onion.
Yep.
And then I will grab one of these really, really hot chilies.
So it always... Okay, good. You're using a fork to hold it down. You're not touching it.
No. I learned my lesson once. And I always said to my husband, do not do that.
Did you touch your eyes or something?
Yeah. Well, a seed came straight on my eye. Well, I mean, it might happen now. But it's just not nice. Especially now with my little baby. And she's teething. And I'm constantly putting things in her mouth to calm her gums. I don't want to put chili on it. So this chili, I think, is quite spicy. I can smell it. These chilies are great, to be honest. You're not when a chili is going to be...
It almost made me sneeze to smell it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That is a perfect avocado.
So
that's very impressive.
We just, you know,
scoop. So you're not cutting it up first, you're just putting it in.
No, because if you cut it, I think you lose a lot of stuff in there. But again, everybody has their own version how to cut an avocado, isn't it? Now, this is the secret. If you've got lots of avocado and or you're going to make it 2 hours, 1 hour before your friends arrive, put it in.
Put the pit in with the
the guacamole doesn't get black.
Yeah.
Now,
great tip.
If there's anything left for tomorrow, you move it around, you put some drops of lemon, and that will still come back to life.
Yeah.
So now we got this salsa ready to blend.
Oh, so you're taking the peppers out.
I'm taking the peppers out.
And taking the top off and putting them back in. Okay.
And then we put everything else. Now, I'm going to take one chili out because I'm quite scared now that we try the guacamole. I don't want you guys to be crying and never come back here. That Mexican.
For your dinner club.
Well, as they say, tomorrow you're going to be thinking about me.
Oh, no.
No. So maybe not. Let's keep it friendly. So if there's anything left in there, we put a little bit more of water off the rest of the thing.
Just so it...
Yeah.
So you put some water in the pot to pick up the last little bits.
Yeah.
And that'll blend easier that way, won't it?
So we leave it like that. So now the next thing we're going to do, salsa's ready. Oh, we haven't tried the salsa, but...
Goodness. You did put spicy. Salt in it, right?
Yeah. Mmm. You want to go first?
You go first.
It needs more salt.
Woof. Yep. More salt.
Woo!
That has got a kick. I'm glad you took one of the peppers out. Ooh, but that's perfect.
So that's kind of like...
And you can really taste the flavors.
So we can put it in a pot so they can see the color and the consistency. So it's just like that. And the good thing about this is if you have enough salsa here, we're going to use for the eggs. But if you got any left, what you do, somewhere. The other way to try them, let me give you the good thing about Mexican food is that anything gets, all the leftovers, you will eat them at some point.
Yeah.
You know, we don't waste any food.
Yeah.
So it's also because you can use these two as a dip. So you are not doing the eggs. That's your kind of dip for a party. And it's very, I mean, in my opinion, is the cheapest dip you can probably do.
Yeah.
But it's one of the most yummy ones. Mm. So with the eggs, I do it in kind of a different way. I have tried putting the tortillas with a little bit of oil and the egg on top.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really mastered to get it right in that way, mm-hmm. because then the egg goes all over.
Yeah.
So what I do now is I'm gonna fry these ones a little bit.
Okay.
Then I put them on the side. I fry the egg. I put it on top.
Mm-hmm.
I put them on the oven with a little bit of salsa,
mm-hmm.
so they can get crunchy.
Ah,
and then,
nice.
Voila, we put cheese on top and they will be
great.
Ready.
Amazing.
So I bought organic beans to cheat the system.
Okay.
Because I think they will be very nice with that.
Yeah. So, and what do you do? Do you do anything to the beans?
The only thing I add is a little bit of onion, mm-hmm. for flavor, and probably a little bit of chipotle. But because everything else have chili at the moment, I'm going to leave them quite blank.
Mm-hmm.
Blank. I mean...
Bland.
Bland. Blank.
I knew what you were saying.
Yeah. So today I'm cheating. But, you know, I'm
and
sure you don't mind.
And you leave the sauce in
there. So, yes. I leave everything of that because what we do is I'm actually just going to put them a little bit like that with tiny little bit of vegetable oil. Tiny, like half a spoon. And you can, if you want, add just a little bit of onion. Just like that.
Oh, you're not
like
even
that.
Chopping it.
No.
You've kind of cut off a hunk
just
of
onion.
Just
for the flavor, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can be nice and better presentable than me and cut them. But, you know, you will see at the minute.
I'm a very lazy cook. So any shortcuts...
At the beginning, if I was cooking, I probably did everything. So when you just got married, you have so much time and I will decorate with that.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm cooking sometimes, pretty much these days, I'm cooking at the same time for everybody. So one meal is for everybody. The little one will be eating beans now, rice, everything. I don't do three meals. I was doing three meals. Or Scarla, she was a bit funny with vegetables, now she's fine. Baby, I was like, no, we all gonna eat the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing too.
So I put all of that.
So you put the beans and the sauce in with a bit of oil and your onion.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna leave them, while I'm gonna do the rest, I'm gonna leave it just like that. So I'm gonna start frying them.
Oh, okay, so you put a little bit of oil and just then you're just putting the tortilla, two at a time.
Yes, because we just, if I leave the tortilla as it is, it will be soggy when I put the egg. So what we want with this, that's what I mean a bit Mexican food is healthy, but also watch out because it's also kind of oily.
Yeah.
But that's the flavor of that. So we're just going to put the tortillas. I have turned these on as well because in a minute, once I do the eggs and I put them in there, I'm going to start putting them on there.
Yeah, in the oven. So you have a lot of Mexican things, you said.
Oh, yeah, around the house is
like... What's something that you're really happy you have here from Mexico? How about stuff in the kitchen specifically? Like, is there anything that you...
Like, I like, when I go there, I go little pots and things that it reminds me home, and it reminds me probably how my aunties will put, as an example,
beautiful.
They will have little things like where they put the salsas, where they put the salt, I think that's what it is. And something that I can't reach, maybe
these
you can, Betty.
Ceramic, yeah.
That behind,
ooh,
it's something very special that we, in my town, it's that hot chocolate maker. So that's a traditional, it might be a bit dirty because we never really use it that much. But these two are the essential for any Mexican house.
That's so cool.
So you will have...
This looks like a wand or like a...
compare you in a chocolate. Ping, pong, pong.
No,
yes.
What is that called that a queen holds?
Scepter. The baston.
It looks like a scepter.
Yes.
A wooden carved scepter.
But, I mean, look at the mechanics of that.
That's
so
amazing.
This thing is for a reason.
It has
Why?
Like little bracelets on it.
So you will put milk or water if you want a chocolate vegetarian or dairy one.
A vegetarian hot chocolate?
Yeah. So you can, because it's made by water.
Oh, without yes. dairy. I thought you meant I'm not going to put any chicken in it.
Not everything has chicken. Oh, sorry, I'm burning.
Oh, no.
See? Ooh, it's fine.
Looks good, though, actually.
We want a little bit of this.
Yeah. Now it smells authentic.
She talks too much. That's why. Hold on. Sorry. So basically, you will put the milk and the chocolate, and then you will pretty much, while it's heating in there,
yeah,
you will.
So you're kind of rubbing it between your yeah. fingers so that it's
for
it's
probably
mixing.
3 minutes while you're chatting.
Yeah.
And then foam will come.
Yeah.
And that one is ready.
So you put hot milk.
Yeah.
And chocolate and sugar.
No, because the chocolate that we got, the dark Mexican chocolate, already has cinnamon, chocolate, and sugar in it. So that's all you need, and then you just have it. So that's
so cute. Now, something else you showed me is it in here? Where's your?
It's a bit messy. It's a lot of chilies.
I just want you to describe your
mole.
Your mole, because I've found that hearing English people try to describe Mexican food, like what is a tortilla compared to a taco compared to a burrito, people just have no idea what's what. So mole sauce is going to be particularly confusing.
Mole, it's a dish. Let's just try to compare. Mole will be or curry in Mexico. So that is a dish that contains more than 74, if not 70, between 74 and 78, because the other day I did the recipe with the friend I was just mentioning, and we did a recipe from zero, from the garlic to everything, and I think there were 78 different ingredients. That obviously varies of families, varies of how much things you're going to put it.
So but you have this big jar. So you have this big jar of mole that you've brought, your mom gave you from Mexico.
Yeah, every time someone comes, I ask for chiles and mole. So mole, that is just a pot. So that will be the concentrating of all those ingredients, a part of the chicken, obviously. So that one, you only have to add tomatoes, boil it for kind of an hour and a half with the chicken, or you can leave it vegetarian, because at the end, it is just the vase of that, but it's black. The dish, it comes black because it has chili and dark chocolate. So
it's my favorite thing to order in a Mexican restaurant.
It's beautiful. It's really nice. So you will have it with beans. And
I just read the ingredients?
Yes.
Peppers. The second ingredient is chocolate.
Yeah.
But it's a savory dish. Yeah. It's not pudding. It's a savory dish.
It's like a curry. Yeah.
Some oil, sesame seeds.
Yep.
Which I didn't realize now, but now that I read that, I do get a sesame flavor from
the mole. Yeah.
Yeah. Banana.
Yep. And you will have the plantation banana.
Plantain.
Yeah.
So I didn't know there was banana in mole.
Yeah.
Or is that just a variation? There could
be. No. That's part of that.
There's
one
always
of the ingredients.
Banana in mole.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Onion, peanuts, raisins, salt, walnuts, almonds, garlic, cinnamon, spices, and then some other stuff.
Yeah, so if you have the least of all of them, if you're gonna come to my grandmother's or any of our friends' house in Mexico, there you will have that table full of ingredients. Then the mole, we use it. It is a very rich. That definitely you will have a mezcal before having that, because it's quite heavy, but it's really delicious. And whatever is left in the mole, you will have it on your tortilla. You will have it as a dip. You will have it as a...
So good.
It's really, really tasty. Next time we can do that.
Okay.
It will require quite a long day to do that.
Fine.
But, you know.
Count me
why
in.
Not? We can do that. But that is traditionally from where I come from as well. So it's very,
is mole
from
tradition?
Oaxaca. It's Oaxaca,
is it
and Puebla.
Oaxaca?
Okay. There's also another state that have different. We have mole negro, which is black mole. We have green mole. We have red mole. We have yellow mole. So that's our four main moles, and one more, which is almond mole. When you go to more than North Mexico, Puebla, well, north for us, south for them, you go Puebla state, which they have a different kind of mole, but it's based on the same kind of, you know, basis of this one. It's very rich. When we got married, someone to have a very traditional Mexican wedding, we didn't want to go for filet mignon and something to push, we went for moles. We got five moles. Massive.
Why pots didn't I know this then?
And it was only rice, three different rices, and five moles in the middle
My
of it.
My mouth is watering so
Me
much.
Too. Well, so now the next thing is I'm going to do the eggs.
Okay.
Like I mentioned before, I do like to make the eggs separately. This is not a big deal. This is just fried eggs, which I'm going to put on top of here.
And do you do, what do you put in your eggs?
Just pepper and salt.
Okay.
Do you like anything else with them?
I want to have it exactly how you want to have it. How you have it.
Hopefully I won't break the eggs because it doesn't really matter. We can put the salsa on the top, isn't it? Now I'm going to...
Oh, you don't scramble them. You do...
Yeah, we do a fried.
Ah.
And I tell you what, because you can have them scramble, but the taste when you break
the yolk.
The yolk with the salsa, it's a very peculiar flavor, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my mouth is watering so much.
I hope I'm not going to say anything rude because I'm always trying to be cool with my English phrases. And one day I say, oh, I always twist my kneecaps. And they were like, what?
Twist your kneecaps?
Kneecaps. It's an
expression. Oh, twist your knickers. Oh.
No, you don't say that. You say I get my knickers in a twist, isn't it? Yes. So I'm always going with some stupid phrases. And they're like, no, that must be Mexican. It's like, yeah, probably. Yeah. You know?
I always twist my knickers.
Yes, I always do, you know.
Well, I find that I'm still learning a lot of turns of phrases here. And sometimes I'll try something thinking I know it.
And you're like, no.
Yeah, and then the English won't say anything. They'll just let you say it. And then they won't be rude and say, oh, we don't say
might,
that.
Or they might say, pardon?
You twist your what?
You twist your what?
Pardon?
Yes. Pardon?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Baking powder?
Or I love when they just do this.
Yeah.
If they're not getting it.
Yeah. Yes.
But they're so polite. I think, to be honest, I can talk and laugh a lot about the English, but this is the place where I feel the most welcome.
Really?
I live in your country for a little while.
Yeah.
And maybe I didn't live in the right place. Texas, I live with the right people, but not in the right place. Mm. And I never feel, I wouldn't say welcome, but I never feel happy when I was in America completely. And that was 20 years.
Were you only in Texas?
I only were in Texas. But if you tell me, I mean, New York, I would love to live in Manhattan. It's a fun place like London, isn't
it? I would think of you as more of a Manhattan girl than
Texas. Oh, yeah. No. I was very respectful of that culture, but I was never very into cowboy boots or anything like that. So we got a lot of salsa. So what we're going to do is we're just going to add some of that just so they kind of cook a little bit with the sauce.
So you're just spooning the salsa you made over the eggs that you placed on the tortillas.
Yeah. So we put a little bit of that.
I love all these colors already. So you've got the like dark blue of the tortilla.
It's where BB Interiors comes along.
Yes. Yeah, you said you don't decorate your food, but look at these colors. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful palette. Yes.
Yeah. So you've got the blue of the tortilla,
the
white and yellow of the egg, the red and green of the salsa.
So we just put a little bit of cheese.
And what kind of cheese do you use?
I use mozzarella normally because mozzarella is kind of like light flavor.
What would you use in Mexico?
Queso fresco or quesillo. Yes.
Do you not find that, what is that called? Feta is...
No, feta is kind of really, really strong,
isn't it?
Mozzarella for me, when I want to make enchiladas or anything like that, will be the closest. Consistence when it gets warm to quesillo.
So good.
Oh, the other thing I can show you what I got. No, maybe not. It's a bit disgusting.
What? Tell me. Now I want to know.
We got grasshoppers because we eat grasshoppers, you know?
Grasshoppers? What's that?
Grasshopper. What did you call?
What's a grasshopper?
Grasshoppers. Chapulines.
Do you have them here?
Yeah, because my daughter is obsessed with that, but no, I'm not going to give it to you. I want them to love me, not to, you know.
Should I eat a grasshopper?
I challenge you.
Will you? Okay.
We eat it. You put it on your guacamole. Look at our face. They're tiny. They're just babies.
Okay, if I'm going to eat it, I want to just eat it and not have it on my...
Hold on, but let me prepare it for you. So it's not that disgusting, okay? Okay. So I got them in a bag. Hold on. Noska, let me get a spoon. So we got, we can put a little bit of tortilla chip.
You're putting loads.
Okay, how many you want?
No, well, just tell me.
Well, just five is okay. Okay. Don't think about it. Think about the guacamole. Think about
the avocados. Guacamole. Think about the guacamole. Tastes like chicken. No, it's
doesn't taste anything. It's like a little salty.
Yeah, it just tastes salty.
Nothing else. They're very precious. They're my daughter's little kind of like
grasshopper
snacks.
In my teeth.
It might be a leg.
A wing.
So our eggs are ready, which is exciting. Mm. Are you ready?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
The taste, the smell of tortilla, it's kind of something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, to me, it reminds me home, obviously.
Mmm, so good. There's no smell in the UK that smells like that. I'm taking a bite of everything. I want to cry. It's so good.
I make people cry.
That is so good. It really is making me emotional.
It's nice, isn't it? I mean, I apologize about the beans, but beans, if you want to do beans, and actually in a family house in Mexico, you will have a massive pot of beans that you will cook once a week or twice a week, and you eat beans almost every day with different things. These ones I cheat the system, but they're still really good.
This is absolutely delicious.
This is good.
So good. Thank you. Well done.
I never cook huevos rancheros on Monday as well.
That's neat.
You can get Vivi's recipe for huevos rancheros by going to friendswithrecipes.org. And Vivi can be found on Instagram as byvivi.co. You can find this podcast on Instagram as Friends with Recipes. Please share, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast as it makes a real difference and is truly appreciated. A big thanks to Vivi for being on the show. Though I did overhear her telling a friend that she thought her episode might not be that good.
She talks too much, that's why. Hold on, sorry.
Well, I think it turned out in the end. Tune in next week for another episode of Friends with Recipes. See you then!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.